Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, May 28, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Dominican Republic, where the Soli River burst its banks this week. Water swallowed hundreds of homes, with thousands more homeless. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says their assessment team just arrived, adding emergency supplies already in Jimeni.
There were 13,000 individuals and families that were homeless. They were looking for shelter. We are going to distribute food, clothing, and bedding items.
Dutch says they're working with local church partners in the distribution, which is critical to future ministry. Next, a new partnership is giving strength to the persecuted church in India. Farms International and Voice of the Martyrs Canada are partnering together to provide low-interest loans to Christians who specifically have suffered economic loss due to their conversion to Christianity. Farms International's Joe Richter says helping them start farms or businesses ultimately helps the local church.
All of these people are believers, and they are connected with the local church, which they also agree to tithe back into out of their project profits.
As the church is financially strong because of the added revenue, Richter says it allows them to be more active in evangelism. And finally, more than 200 people attended this year's National Prayer Breakfast held last month in Moscow. Russian ministries helped plan the event, which brought together a wide variety of Christians for a time of prayer for their people and their nation. Representatives of President Putin's administration, party leaders, the Moscow City Administration, and various religious groups participated. Pray that this will help unify believers, ultimately helping them focus on reaching unbelievers for Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help Mission Network News broadcast in Romanian and Russian, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help Christians in these countries keep up to date on missions work abroad. I'm Peter Brooks.